Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about how to submit your sitemap to Google. In episode 513, we talked about the easiest way to generate and what an XML sitemap is for SEO. And today we've decided, you know what? Let's tell you how to submit it. Tim, take it away.
Yeah, definitely. So as David mentioned, 513, we talked about XML sitemaps and how to generate them, but simply generating them isn't enough. You need to submit it to Google. And when you do that, not only is it going to submit all your pages to Google that are in your sitemap for them to index them, but it's also going to sync things up so that when you publish new pages or posts or update pages, that Google's going to get notified automatically because you have that basically a sync with Google. So it's updating your sitemap in real time. And it's really easy. All you have to do to submit your sitemap to Google is set up Google Search Console. So Google has a suite of tools for webmasters, for lack of better words, people that own websites, Google Analytics being one of them. Search Console, it pairs nicely with it. And it's basically your interface with Google in terms of SEO and how they see your website. And so, for example, if you have any errors with them being able to index your site, the Search Console is where you're going to see that. They're going to show you keywords that people are typing in to get to your site. If there is any type of like penalty, if you're doing something spammy, well, then that penalty will be listed in the Google Search Console. But it's also where you submit your sitemap to Google. And so you'll have to set up Google Search Console. It's really easy. Just type in Google Search Console into Google and you'll find the sign up page. You'll have to verify your website. And so there's a couple steps. We're actually going to link to a HubSpot article that has all those steps and walks you through how to verify and all that. It's really easy, but the article will make it even easier for you. And then once you do that, all you do is go to the sitemaps area of Google Search Console and type in the URL of your sitemap. Now, if you're using the Yoast SEO plugin like we recommended in episode 513, well, then it's really simple. Basically, it'll create a sitemap index, and so it becomes yourdomain.com/sitemap_index.xml. And that is the index of your page sitemap, your post sitemap. If you have products, your product sitemap, and that becomes kind of the high level sitemap that then links to all the lower sitemaps. And so all you do is you add that to Google and hit submit. You don't necessarily have to submit the additional sitemap. So the index is really the only one you need to. But if you're like me and you want to be extra careful to make sure that Google sees everything, then you can submit your page sitemap, your product sitemap, your post sitemap, all of those too, just to be safe, to make sure Google sees all those. And then once you do that, it's done. You don't have to do it ever again. When you add new pages, it automatically will get updated in your sitemap and therefore updated within Google as well. And they're going to get pinged that your something on your website changed. So that's all there is to it. Very simple, very straightforward, but very important that you do that to make sure that you're helping Google as much as possible see your pages, know what they are, so that they can rank your pages in their search engine.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic for you. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.